Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. Happy New Moon! How are you tonight,
Happy
my friend?
Happy New Moon! Happy Lionsgate opening! Right, everyone's talking about it, right? I love it.
Absolutely. That new, fresh, I can soul beginning.
Yes. Yes, and in this lunation cycle today, one thing that I didn't put out there when I went ahead and advertised the show and everything is how interesting that it is that both of the lights, the sun and the moon, of course, Kissing and Leo, are trying to Chiron, the wounded healer, retrograde in Aries, the I Am presence. There is such unbelievable opportunity to reawaken the inner child and resonate with that inner child. And it's weird because when I was writing the thing, I was just doing it. I was in a hurry and all that stuff. And then I went back and looked at it because I had some people I read for today. So I looked at it again. I'm like, oh, my goodness, I didn't mention that.
It's a beautiful healing time. There's so much about this new moon that just sets you free and allows you to let go of the sorrows of the past.
Yes, yes. And, you know, like I said, I mean, the planets that are in Virgo right now are really good for analysis that bears a conclusion, too, okay? Because, you know, we went through that long Gemini cycle and everything with the retrograde and all that had happened. But now I'm finding more and more people are coming down for like a soft landing and looking at more than one possibility in reality, which I like. Okay? And that seems to be working.
It is. You know, and I think the opposition between Venus and Neptune retrograde, both Venus in Virgo and Neptune in Pisces being retrograde, that it really helps a realistic view of both sides. You know, that Virgo energy is always that duality, that Mercurian stuff. And here again,
yeah.
I think, you know, I see so much of this being, I can, and we can move forward, especially with the opposition in the T-square, okay,
yes.
From Saturn
I'm with you.
To the new moon. And then the top of it being that Uranus, the enlightener, awakener, luckily he hasn't gone retrograde yet. But with looking forward, that Saturn in Aquarius is so beautiful about looking forward and really saying, yes, I'm moving forward. I'm not going to let anything from any other point in time be in my presence. I see one direction. And I see my options, and I'm going to choose from those options. And I so see this being a moving forward opening this time.
Absolutely. I'm going to tell you a funny story, okay, because I saw the squares between the lights and Uranus and Taurus, and I'm like, ooh, I'm not sure I like this, you know. And this is like a week ago. So as the week unfolds, I get two calls from two different clients live in different states. One is breaking ground on the land that they bought, that they love, and creating their dream home. Okay? And the person was supposed to show up this weekend. Now, I don't show up that, know if they showed up yesterday or today. I don't know. Then another client called me, and they were breaking ground to put in a friggin' pool. I'm like, what just happened?
That earth energy can move it.
Oh, yes, move it, move it. I hear you. I really love all the fire in the heavens right now. I think people need this upliftment and in a serious involvement with the Lionsgate too. I think, again, higher mind energy, and people are, even if they're still going through troubled times, I think they're trying to, you know, reclaim that spirit of optimism and be thankful for what they do have, what they have been able to maintain, because people have gone through many changes, and some have been able to maintain better than others. But when you look at your neighbor and you realize they have less than you, I see people reaching out all over our community here. It's really heartwarming, because I like Roanoke because it's a small city. It's like that, okay? And so I've just been seeing that and witnessing it, and I'm just, it makes me feel happy. That's all. It just makes me feel happy.
Well, you know, Jupiter's in Aquarius, too, and has that community support along with it. So people are seeing the greater benefits from it.
Yes. Yes, they are. And I can't tell you, like, I am a part of the big team for Paw Boost, where we find lost pets. And we've got what? At this point, I think we've got like a 92% recovery rate. That's how good it is. That's how
lovely.
Big the network has grown. And it is so amazing. They put it in. I put it out on Facebook. I click and go. I go back to my email, and I get a message from them. The animal's been found. It's like it's happening that fast. Okay? Wow.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm. So, and, of course, Leo rules cats and Virgo rules dogs, so they're all in the mix right now. Okay?
Yes, they are.
But it's all good. Yep. I think this is a nice new moon cycle, and I think people are going to lead with the heart more. And I think it's important to do that and to also remember that they're not alone, you know, and spirit is with them, and there's those that they love and those that love them. And, you know, they're always in the company of spirit one way or the other, no matter what they believe. But there's forces that work towards the highest ideal and the generosity of the heart and desire to help your neighbor. I think that many, many people, whether they're religious or not, that's a spiritual theme I see a lot here in Roanoke, by the way, and that's one of the reasons I like living here so much.
Aw, it's good to love where you live.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So you're doing well, I hope.
Oh, I am well. Just working along like everybody else is, you know. Working through the retrogrades the way they need to be worked through. So it's definitely, you know, again, I like this transformation. I think people are going to get a little bit lighter here in the near future.
I think so, too. Now, when we first signed on, I only had 3 people on hold, and now we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So I guess we should take a caller.
I think so.
Let's go for it. Air code 205, you're on the air.
Hi, lady. Thank you for taking my call. How are you?
Good. How
doing
are you?
Well. I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for asking. My name is Patricia. My birthday is 2/6/1973, and the time is 7:30 p.m.
P.m.
You've called in before.
Yes.
Alrighty then.
My question is, what do you see coming in the next 3 months? Please, and thank you.
I don't think we can cover that in a phone conversation on the radio, but let's see what we can do.
Okay.
Long. It's a long period of time to discuss, and there's a lot of people on the queue tonight. So one specific question is usually best for us, but let's see what we can see for you, because I can't find you on here, actually. I've got so many Patricias on here. It's crazy.
You're February 6, 1973, Birmingham, Alabama?
Yes.
Okay.
What are you doing for a living?
My background is medical, the health profession, but I'm not working right now. I sort of lost custody of a children, and I had to step in and come out of work and come out of the nursing program to get the children. So the good thing about it is she's done the work. This happened back in May of last year. So it looked like she's done the work and about to reconnect custody-wise with the children in October. So I'll be back probably with agencies and hopefully back in school by the spring or perhaps summer of next year. So basically I've been taking care of the children.
Okay, that answers the question.
Your chart's amazing right now. Wow. Go ahead, Jacqueline. Oh, my goodness.
No, go ahead, Aphrodite. You started with the amazing. Let her know.
All right. This is the new moon, okay? It's a Lionsgate. The lights are in Leo right now, okay? At the port of following your heart, being courageous, roaring like a lion, purring like a kitten, and they're absolutely opposing your Aquarian sun right now. You have been chosen to still be the unique individual you are and love those dear to you, honey. This is an amazing configuration. And Venus is in Virgo opposing your Neptune retrograde in the seventh house, saying that you have been praying about this, dreaming about this. You've done every little bit of work you could to make it happen. And I feel you're going to be honored. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. Okay. And I'm going to say the timing of mid-October to late October is perfect. Okay, the planets are starting to go direct at that point in time, and things are starting to shift back over for your own greater benefit. Jupiter's going to go retrograde. It's going to go back into your Mercury here. And when it goes direct, it's going to go back over it. It's going to be in conjunction with your sun, okay? What this means is you, Aphrodite was so right. You're in the moment now. You're in the here now. You've got a job to do. I know that Mars in Sagittarius wants a little bit more freedom, but you know, it's for your benefit to do the work at this point in time, okay? Here again, with this, know there is a goal and a purpose for you today with these children and doing this circumstances at this time, because I think Aphrodite's right. Towards the end of this year, you're going to start to see that transformation and change to where you're going to get your freedom again as far as being on your own and doing more of what you want to do. And it is about planning and preparing for that at this point in time. This is an amazing time to really see the choices you have in this process, because I think it's really going to go well for you. But again here, the summertime, it's really going to drag a little. Don't enjoy the time you have with these children. Enjoy the day. And know that it's purposeful at this time. And let the rest go, okay?
Okay. Sounds beautiful. Thank you. Thank you both very much. Many blessings to you. I love you both. And continue to stay safe. Thank you.
You as well. Thank you.
Many blessings. God bless you. Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Wow. Bye-bye. Amazing good things in there. I like it. Ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 607, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
I was trying to think of a good question. I was like, my question is, it's kind of like I already know what I have to do. Because I say, when am I going to, or when will I be? And it all just kind of comes down to exercise, which I can't really seem to be doing because I'm pregnant.
You're 7/23/1984?
Huh?
You're July 23rd, 1984?
March 26th, 1992.
Ooh.
Okay. Let's see here.
Okay. Now say that again. March 25th?
26th.
And wait.
1992.
Okay. And what time were you born?
6:15.
A.M. or P.M.?
P.M.
And what city?
Johnson City.
Okay. And what state?
Oh, I'm sorry, that was Danton, not Johnson City. Day? Did you say day?
What city and state?
It was actually Binghamton.
Binghamton. Alabama?
New York.
Okay.
Well, I only got half back because I could hardly hear her. Give me the information that you've got, Jacqueline.
Okay. March 26, 1992, 6:15 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Binghamton, New York.
And she lives now where?
And
where do you live now, Nicole?
Enwell, New York.
Still in New York?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. No problem. We're going to take care of you, not to worry.
Okay.
Maybe I should say that this is about my memory because I have PTSD.
Okay.
I go through big doors sometimes, and it's like, you forget when you go through big doors, you come in and out of them, and you can forget your whole life. So I'm like, I'm ready to do things before I get in, but then when I come out the door, I forgot everything. So, like, I'm kind of forgetting to buy an exercise bike and exercise. And then I'm pregnant, and then I can't exercise. Sorry.
All right, well, the new moon is here today, and that could give you an opportunity to begin anew. So let's see how it looks in your chart.
Well, and I am going to say this. First of all, by birth, you have a Mercury in Aries, okay? And it is conjunct your sun. This is the reason for the PTSD, okay? You have, I mean, believe me, your life is very colorful. You have a Mars at 29 degrees in Aquarius. That means that life comes at you in full living color. So I can appreciate why you would have an issue here with PTSD. That is not, again, here, your life has been filled with many different things, okay? First of all, I have to say, I think this pregnancy is a blessing in some way, shape, or form because you're pregnant under a Jupiter conjunct your Mars. So there's such a greater benefit and such a gift given in this, it isn't even funny, okay? So first of all, I would stop being concerned about, and I won't say exercise, but stop being so concerned of what you can't do. Okay, and start looking at what you can do. The beautiful part about that Mercury in Aries that you have, even though it overanalyzes because of the in conjunction with Jupiter, is that you can cut it off, okay? I like certain things for you. I'm going to say I would keep a notepad with you or something to write down things with, first of all, okay, because, yes, you will forget them. It, you know, something always distracts you, okay? But second of all, you know, with this, what you can do is when your head starts overanalyzing things, you can click it back into place with a key word, a key thought, a trick of stop even can do it, okay? I choose again. I could use so many different phrases that I would have that quick phrase to take back control over your head, okay, first and foremost, because I think that really is what you need, is to be able to refocus quickly, and I think you have the capability of it, okay, just to let you know. As far as exercise, Neptune's retrograde, it is about what you can do, whether it's just walking around the house or walking around the block or any kind of thing that you can do as far as movement, stretching in your house, maybe do some yoga or something like this. You know, anything that you can do is beneficial, okay? But Neptune retrograde in your sixth house is not going to make it as productive as what you'd like. So accept that, that it's okay at this point in time where it's at. The universe is letting it be that way. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I think she needs to do swimming. I think she needs to swim her heart out. I think when she's in the water, she will lose sense of time. She'll lose sense of what she's supposed to be doing. I think that music and swimming are your two best friends right now, my dear. And I would use both of them as needed. Music to bring you up or to let you sleep better. And I think swimming, you're not weight-bearing. And the child is already in water in your womb. So it's natural for the child for you to be buoyant. You can stretch all those muscles. And it's going to be enjoyable because it's getting hot now, okay? This could be the best thing for you to do for yourself right now.
Yep.
Are you still there?
Yes.
I would do that. I think you're going to find that it's going to give you a tremendous amount of good stuff for your own psychic ability. So you were born with Venus, the planet of love, and Pisces, the sign of unconditional love, okay? And you have a little being that chose to become your child in your womb right now. This will help you, and it will help the baby. It will tone your muscles so your delivery is even easier in the end game. I would go for that if I were you, if you can. Some people don't swim, but you can still float. You can still do hand over hand. It's not like you have to be like an Olympic swimmer to get in a pool. But I think that that would really serve you. Okay?
Can I just tell you guys something about your energy? Like, I'm on the phone with you, and it seems like you're almost in a silverware food fight, like going back and forth with what the energy feels like. Like you're being disrupted.
Not at all.
Hmm.
I'm finding it hard to hear you, too. I don't know if it's electronic or what's going on.
No, it's energy, not even electronic.
Really? Hmm.
Like, I can hear you fine.
Okay. Do you have another question for us?
For me?
Yeah.
I have 607.
I didn't hear that.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hello. Can you hear me? Well, it seems like I've lost you. Okay. Thank you.
I don't know what that was about. Can you still hear me, Jacqueline?
I can still hear you just fine.
Okay. All right.
How about we move on to the next one?
All right. No problem. All right. Echoed 650, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. This is Miranda.
Hi, Miranda. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. A little disappointed in myself. You know why? Once you find my chart.
Okay.
I just feel like I put my, I don't know, I just overreacted impulsively, and I think I put my foot in my mouth, and I'm just wondering if this is some sort of transit or something with Mercury messing things up for me, because I feel like I'm not acting as I normally would. I don't know.
Have you called him before, honey?
Yes. Yes, you should have me.
September 6, 1965?
Yes, 10 a.m. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
And where do you live now? You're born in India, right?
Yes, that's correct, yeah.
And where, do you live now, honey?
I'm in Plainsboro, New Jersey.
Okay. What city?
Plainsboro.
Oh, Plainsboro.
Mm-hmm.
Great. And you still live there?
Yes, I'm here now, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're feeling a little bit under the weather.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like I'm not communicating properly, and I'm saying things probably I shouldn't. I think maybe insecurities are getting the best of me, and I'm just wondering if my chart is reflecting that at all. And or if you see anything wonderful, let me know. I'd love to hear some good news.
All right. Well,
especially
take
in my fifth
everything.
House around kids.
Well, I'm not seeing a direct hit on this, actually.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Neptune is retrograde, and it's sitting on your Chiron. And by large orb, it's opposing some of your ponderous planets in Virgo, but I'm not seeing a direct hit on you right now.
Okay.
As far as
okay.
communication.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it has more to do with the understanding of others?
Could be. Could be.
Okay. Because again, communication is a two-way street. So if you,
right.
you know, you have three major planets in Virgo in your fourth house, so usually you're a pretty good communicator, right?
I'd like, that's what I'm saying. I'd like to think so. Perhaps it was, mm-hmm. I didn't read the cues or properly. I don't know. I think
okay.
if that happens, I shouldn't be too hard on myself. This was one of the instances with via text message, and things aren't always conveyed properly via text.
Mm-hmm.
I think I misread it, and I'm just feeling down on myself for that. But that's fine. Okay. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
There's several planets in Leo, including this new moon. Okay, and the moon and sun
mm-hmm.
are conjunct right now. And they're forming squares to three of the planets you have in Scorpio.
Mm-hmm.
So in your communications, I think you're being challenged right now to create a certain level of intimacy that maybe you haven't,
mm-hmm.
and to really, like, ask more questions than
mm-hmm.
give too much information initially. And it's just going to go and last for a few days. All these planets are moving through very quickly. You've probably been experiencing this for like the last 2 weeks, right?
Correct, yes.
Yeah. So I think this is very temporary, but I think it's about letting them get it all out, almost like a counselor
mm-hmm.
would, before you
mm-hmm.
step in and try to give the advice. Because I think you're great at what you do. I just think it's a time where other people's egos, they want to be heard more than helped. And that's what I think you've been experiencing. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I'm going along the same thing. Very, very similar to that. I agree with everything Aphrodite said, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because
okay.
you know, I'm Mercury in Leo by birth, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And in your natal chart, it's in your 10th house. Along
yeah,
with
what does that,
that
mean exactly? Yeah, what it, like
the 10th
so...
house is honor, duty, responsibility,
yeah.
obligation, you know, your career and how you deal professionally with people, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you have a Capricorn moon by birth, which it is in conjunct it, okay? Mm-hmm. And that Capricorn moon, Capricorn also rules by birth, by natural placement, the 10th house, again here. So we have this, with this Mercury in Leo, you're running real quick and making judgments and trying to solve things real quick. And I think what the universe is going to say is, like Aphrodite said, you've got to slow this down with that Mars opposing that Uranus in Taurus. It really means that you should ask more questions. What did you mean by that? You take a second look before you respond to anything and make sure you really know what you're doing. It doesn't want you to go in that mainstream flow quickly at this point in time. It's for your own greater benefit.
Yeah. Too late.
Well, there's always that, you know, I apologize, I misunderstood, maybe I came across what I thought. Again, there's that duality to this, to where I don't think it's as much of a faux pas as what you think it is, okay? I think with communication, it can be worked out, is my point, because again here, like Aphrodite was talking about, there's some, you know, there's some aspects here that aren't, you know, the easiest, but they aren't the most difficult, okay? And by birth, you have the most difficult one, and it is all about that slowing it down and making sure you get it right, and that do-over situation. You pick on yourself way too much, okay? I'm going to tell you that, first of all, okay? Your flaws that you do are half as bad as other people's flaws. Okay, so it's not as bad as what you think is what I'm trying to say with that. Okay.
Okay.
So think about taking a step back and moving a little slower. Okay.
I will.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Do you see anything in the fifth house in terms of kids getting married or anything? I have two girls.
Let's see here. No. You got four planets in your fifth house, and these are your children, or aspects of your children, usually. The Leo planets are squaring both your Neptune and your Mars in Scorpio. So because that, again, the children may require more attention, but at the same time, this is a time that they can develop great abilities to concentrate. How old are they?
One is almost 29 and one is almost 31.
Okay. So, again, they may be going through times right now where they're re-evaluating their goals. Okay? Now, as far as romance is concerned, there's no planets moving through your fifth house right now. But the planets will move through there, okay, by the end of the first week of October, all the way in through November. Now, you have your Venus in Libra. So you are a romantic soul, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm. I guess so. A little mushy.
Because your Venus squares your Capricorn moon in your birth chart, and now you have Leo planets that are squaring your Scorpio planets. So you have to determine whether you're really ready for true intimacy in love. Because I think that in November this year, you will find it. I think it's been something that you have felt is lacking, but I think it's going to come to you. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I'm going to go back to the kids, okay?
Yeah.
Because you have a beautiful trine in your natal chart from your Mars and your Neptune conjunction. They're a little wide, but they're both there. And to Saturn in your fifth house of kids, okay? I got to say, you can feel your kids. If anybody can feel their kids, you can feel your kids, okay? And I think this is all about, with them, you trusting and having faith, you feeling it and really knowing that your kids are going to be all right, because I think both of them eventually will be just fine as far as their love life is concerned.
I think so too. I'm just eager for
something
to happen.
Yes, cool. I hear you, Mom.
You're our mom energy. Yes,
the true mom.
But feel it. That's my point. Mm-hmm. You'll feel it, okay? If anybody of a mom is going to feel it, you're going to feel it. So trust that feeling that you get that, no, it's going to be all right. They're going to do it in the right time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Trust that.
Okay. Thank you, ladies. You're both wonderful.
You have
Thanks
a very
so much.
Sweet night, and God bless you, okay?
God bless you both. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 901, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. How are you on this beautiful Sunday?
It's Sylvia.
Yes, it
I
is.
Know.
Yeah.
How are you, sweetheart?
I am good and grateful. How are you, ladies?
Doing the best we can, as fast as we can, as usual.
Am I coming through clear?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Great, great, great. So I have been feeling a little... Maybe I should say, I don't know, I'm motivated, I'm inspired on the lazy but not lazy side. I don't know. I'm trying to describe it. I mean, that's the best way I can, lazy but not lazy. I'm thinking about changing my major. I was registered for psychology, and now I'm thinking about just changing it to art, because when I see all this beautiful artwork, it just inspires me and say, oh, my God, I want to do that. I want to learn how to draw that way and paint that way. So this is where I am. Do I need to repeat my birthday? You all get it, so I can yield the floor and hear y'all guidance and answers as to what the heck is going on.
Well,
are you still in Memphis?
Yes.
All righty, then.
So Lionsgate's got you all up in an uproar. All those trines going to it.
Oh, my God. What is the Lionsgate, first of all? Please explain that.
Okay. Well, what we have is an opening to the soul. Okay, and you have in your fifth house of creativity Uranus there in Leo, okay?
Yes.
And all of this stuff is in trine to your little Aries sun, and Mercury's in trine to your Venus, and that's all going from your fifth to your ascendant cup. And here again, what it is that roar like the lion. I really want my self-expression. I want to be able to get out and scream my creativity, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say, you know, and I'm going to suggest this, why can't you do both? Okay? Because you have Mars is transiting right over your north node in your sixth house of day-to-day work. Venus is there. You've got this beautiful Arabic card of fortune sitting there saying, you know, this is really, if I roll up my sleeves, I can do this, okay? Because I think both aspects are very good for you, okay? And I do think the art is more an avenue of expression of your soul and really something that can open you up to you and your self-expression. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I totally agree. And you all came to mind for me for you to tell you this. See, I've been a collector of tarot and divination systems since 1992, and you cannot read these cards without connecting with the artist, okay? And there's a spiritual and psychological counterpart to each deck, each card in the deck of 78 cards. You can also have psychological healing and impact on people from art as well, as following both paths, because I think, I so agree with Jacqueline, if you marry these things two together, you got something going on, girl.
Yeah.
I started studying tarot in 1992. Oh, my gosh. When you mentioned it, you're like, this is when I started studying tarot. Okay.
Magical. We're magical, Sylvia. It's great.
Because I got tired of burning up my phone and using up all that money on the 800 number. So it's like, get you a deck and learn.
There you go. See, and that's what it's all about here. You know, you can do this. I like Aphrodite's thing where you do multiple pictures of healing like that. Okay? But here again, really, I don't go either or. Put them together. I think you can really do well with that.
I don't know. I would really have to think on that one because I really wanted to manage. Psychology just comes so natural for me. So that's why I wanted to just devote more of it to art versus the green psychology because it just comes so natural.
So if you do the two together, they both have psychological impact, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Can you go and see a painting, and you don't even know who the painter is? You go into the museum, and you're standing in front of this beautiful thing that someone created out of nothing at all, but out of their imagination, their spirit. You're going to have a reaction to it. It's going to heal you, or it's going to bring something to your attention. There's a lot of power through art and music as well, by the way. But because of the psychology thing you've been very much involved in, know that even if you become the artist, your art is going to have a psychological impact with whoever views it. Okay?
Okay.
There's a lot of plans to retrograde right now. This is your time to do the research and not the time to make the command decision. Okay?
Oh, okay. So when are these planets going direct? So I knew it was something happening. I'm going like this kind of feels like when Mars was retrograde in Aries. I'm going like, but not as intense, but it just, it's got that feeling to it.
Let me tell you about the retrogrades, okay? Every summer, the ponderous planets that will process are retrograde. And I think Jack mentioned this earlier tonight in the show. In October, they all start to roll forward. So now is the time to look into the venues and really look into them to see what inspires the spirit deep within you. But definitely do all the research now, okay? Because the retrograde slows things down so you won't miss anything. When a planet's retrograde, if you watch it with a telescope at night, it looks like it's moving backwards. It isn't really, but it is an optical illusion that the divine sends us that the energy is incubating. Look into it. That's what they're about. Yeah, it's like that. Okay?
Okay. Okay. So my first odd project is I'm going to make me some Chinese fortune sticks. I already got the sticks, probably been had them about a month and the paint and got the directions on to do it. So I think I'm going to let that be my first project.
Go for it. Oh, I love this.
Yes, especially when I found out you can make your own versus buying them. And when I looked on YouTube, I didn't see anybody that had a video up on how to do them. I saw this on a website where I was ordering stuff from. I was like, oh, my gosh. Okay. Okay. So I can procrastinate.
Obviously, your creative imagination, your psychic stuff is at work on this. That's awesome.
But I can just procrastinate. Like I said, I've been having them for a month, and I was just enthused to do it. And then now it's just that it's just slowed. I can just feel it. I'm sensitive when the planets go retrograde. And it depends. I'm just that sensitive from that energy now. I don't know. I can't explain why, but it's just, yeah.
Absolutely.
What planets are in retrograde as we speak?
There's There's a list. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. Pluto, the planet of empowerment, is retrograde. Saturn, the great teacher, is retrograde. Jupiter, the planet of good fortune and abundance, is retrograde. Neptune, the planet of dreams, illusion, imagination, and faith, is retrograde right on top of your Mercury. And that's why you want to complete the envisioning before you proceed. Okay?
Oh, my God. No wonder. I'm glad
yes,
Mars
ma'am.
Is not. Ooh, I don't ever want to experience Mars retrograde in Aries again. It was just no enthusiasm, excitement, just.
Oh,
it was just black. Oh my God! Never ever. I hope it does not do it in Aries in a very long time. It is the most uckiest feeling one can have, especially me. I can't speak for anybody else, but it was very ucky. And so I just now you just named four planets in retrograde, and it's like, why am I feeling uninspired? Why am I just don't want to do nothing? And you know, got to push myself to do it.
Well, Mars doesn't go retrograde in any sign until October of 22, and it does it in Gemini, not in Aries. Okay, so relax.
Oh, thank God. Yes. So when will these planets start going direct? When will this start being over with? Anybody going direct anytime soon? Now, Neptune in retrograde, yeah, because this awakening, and it's making me see very, very clear the things I have skipped or I put the rose-colored glasses on. It's like everything is clear. Ain't nothing getting by.
Absolutely. It's conjunct your Mercury. And the thing is, Sylvia, and I'll say this, you don't have to worry about Mars retrograding in Aries for a very, 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 very long time. That wasn't anomaly. So let it be. But, you know, what this does give you with these retrogrades is time to do that artwork, time to study things like, you know, like what you were talking about. So it does.
Okay.
That's where you're going to be a little lazy, but then you can push yourself to do, you know, something that you really like. This is the perfect timing for that. And again, it's going to be mid-October that, you know, when things start to shift. Okay?
Okay. So not that far ahead.
Yeah, don't make anything solid until then. So just play and be creative.
Okay, I will. Thank you, ladies. I appreciate you all. I'm going to yield the floor so some more people can get on before you go today. And you can just keep me on. I'll continue to listen to the show. Thank you all.
Oh,
sure thing.
We will, girlfriend. Okay.
All right, I'll keep listening. Have a great one. Thank you all so much
God
again.
God bless you. All right, bye.
You too. You ladies too. Be the same.
We will. What a sweetheart. Echo 773, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. This is Diane in Chicago.
Hi, Diane.
Hi. Did you want my birthday?
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
January 31st, 1957, in Chicago.
Oh, hold on. I got to go back. I made a mistake.
Chicago.
Okay, and what's your birth date again?
Sure, January 31st, 1957, 7 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, and the city?
Chicago. I was born there and still live there now, or came back.
Okay, you said that and I didn't think.
Okay.
So what would you like to know from us tonight?
Well, what it is I spent almost 20 years, like right after 9/11, the next month. My mom, she kind of was a Holocaust survivor. Her dementia became so bad, I quit work. And my sister's handicapped. She has mental health issues, and so I had to move in with them. So basically, it was 20 years. Now my mother passed away. My sister now is in a nursing home, very good care. She's very happy there, close by. And now it's time for me. Like, I just finished shredding my mother's taxes from the 1990s. It was just her anniversary of her death. And I'm kind of like what you had said, Jacqueline, earlier about time for healing and time for moving forward. Well, I kind of hurt my knee. And it's kind of funny because it was like, ooh, I'm afraid to start for myself. Like, for 20 years, I took care of people and worry about them. How do I move from the guilt? You know what I mean? I know it sounds funny, but how do I move forward? My poor knee. I'm like, I think I should pay attention.
You know, you have a Mercury in Capricorn in your 12th house by birth, okay?
Right.
Obligation,
right.
Duty, responsibility. You've been this responsible individual your whole entire life. You were born an adult and will grow into a child, okay?
Okay.
And this is all about, because what you do for a living is a way of life. Okay, you literally, this is who I am and this is what I do, okay? I know you're a little nervous because you have that Mars in Taurus, and now there's no restrictions on that Mars in Taurus, and it gets very jittery and nervous, okay?
But
what I am going to say about this is that this is the perfect timing for you to open up the door to what kind of lifestyle you want to live. You know, I'm not saying what kind of job you want to do. I'm saying what kind of lifestyle do you want to live. This is a beautiful way of what you need to do is solve problems for people, and you're a great humanitarian. So the question is how do you want to do that, and what kind of lifestyle do you want to live to do that? Because it's all about that. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. It's funny you should say that because, yes, I kind of give technical advice over the phone. You know, simple, but I do a lot of where my boss used to say that I give people counseling while I take care of their, you know, their technical needs. So it's kind of funny you should say that. Yes.
Absolutely. You
but,
solve problems. That's what you do. That's what you're naturally equipped and born to do. Okay?
Yeah.
So however you want to do that, and I am going to make this note because all these Leo planets and Virgo planets that we've been talking about are all up in your seventh house of one-to-one relationships. So, hey, I think this is a great time for your love life, but you have to take the action to do that. But
yeah, I'm not ready. I'm not ready yet. I'm afraid that I'd fall into a caretaking relationship, and I want to take the time to do a caretaking relationship and nurture myself right now. I think that's what's scaring me. Do you know what I mean? To take care of myself instead of someone else. Because it's easier, I think, for me to take care of someone else.
Absolutely. Here again.
Do you know what I mean? But
and I'm just
can I say something? Can I say
Go
something?
Ahead.
I just want to say, choose to fall in love with another caretaker like you. Because, see, you could meet your match in this. Say, for instance, this person's a veterinarian, okay? Say, for instance, that this person does all kinds of customer support for people and stuff like that, helps them find insurance. It doesn't matter how they're a caretaker. When you are looking, and we, Jacqueline and I, are both encouraging you to look, okay?
Okay.
Choose another caretaker, okay?
Ooh. Ooh. Gotcha.
Okay?
I totally getcha. I got it. I totally get it because one of my people that I helped over the phone, you know, energy goes both ways, as you girls know. And one time someone said to me, you should find yourself a widower. It's funny you should say that, right? Because they said, because they take care of, they know they've taken care of women, they've taken care of people. So what you're saying is find myself the same way, right? It's just a different word. Interesting, girls. That was really helpful for me tonight. It's what I really needed to hear on all accounts. So thank you so much.
And, you know, the thing is you have to understand you have a lot of energy in Aquarius. So whoever you're with has to honor your independence, okay? And you would want to honor them naturally because it's part of your character, but you would want to know that they were in it to win it. And you don't have to have much more confirmation than that, okay?
Sounds
good. You've got a great chart for having a great friend and a great mate in a loving environment, with a person who is coming from the same place spiritually that you are, even if the way they manifest it on earth is a little bit different, okay?
Okay. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it, girls. You take care. Have a happy new moon.
Yep, happy new moon. You have a great night, okay?
All right. Bless you both. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Sweet. Well, we're just about at the top of the hour. We should tell people where they can find us.
So they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-613-1070. This has been the Illumination Station, and we look forward to speaking with you next week. Happy Lionsgate. Happy New Moon. Talk to you then.
Have a good week. Good night.
Good night.